Random House Audio presents Discovering Your Soul Signature, a 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy. This is the author, Panache Desai. To my beloved grandmother, Shanti Desai, my loving parents, Meera and Dilip, my beautiful wife, Jan, and my teachers, my daughters, Olivia and Sophia. The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. Joseph Campbell. Introduction. It is no accident that you're here. No accident that you found your way to this page. Life has brought you to this precise moment, perhaps in the form of a divorce, a loss, a financial challenge. Maybe you've had a health scare. Or perhaps you have simply been awakened to a vague, indefinable yearning. This yearning exists inside you, a hunger, a subtle knowing awareness that there is something more. Without even knowing it, you are touching upon a deep wish. It is your wish to find your most authentic expression. Something about life the way you've been living it isn't quite working. Whether your challenges are large or small, whether your problems are visible or invisible, you are suffused with this yearning. I have news for you. We all are. To be human and to walk this planet is to experience a myriad of complex emotions. So you are here. How you've gotten here no longer matters. What is essential, in fact miraculous, is the fact that you've made it. Welcome. Your spirit has brought you to these words. We do not choose the work we are brought into this lifetime to do. That work is your soul signature, your unique expression, your spiritual DNA. It is who you are at your core, your singular contribution to the world. It doesn't have to do with seeking fame or fortune, though it might, but rather with the accumulated essence of everything that you have ever been, thought, felt, done, or experienced in your entire life. By way of illustration, let me tell you how I discovered my own soul signature. As a very young boy, I spent every possible moment in the meditation room of my grandparents' home in East London. If I was fussy or having a tantrum, I calmed down the moment I crossed the threshold of that room. I sat there each morning and watched my grandmother pray. She chanted the Guru Gita, a devotional prayer to awaken the remembrance of the light within. My grandmother had beautiful long black hair and wore a sari. She smelled of coconut oil. She prayed for every one of us, for health, well-being, abundance. She closed her eyes and counted her mala beads. She read from the Mahabharata and the Bhagavad Gita. Devotional songs were always playing on a cassette player. The very air felt sacred in that room. Sacred, safe, profoundly loving, and strong. And though I didn't understand it at the time, it was the one place in the world where I felt at home. For the first 5 years of my life, I existed in a pristine vibrational environment. The sole focus of everyone's attention was on the divine. And then it was gone. My parents and I left that crowded home in East London when I was 5 years old, in search of better schools, a better way of life. I was an only child, solitary and shy. I felt absolutely disconnected from all that loving abundance I had been exposed to and wondered if I was being punished. How had I ended up in this extended time out? We moved a number of times subsequently. I went to two different middle schools. During my high school years, we wound up back in East London, in a poor, working-class neighborhood where everybody was just trying to get through the day. It was my introduction to feeling pain. I felt everything inside everybody. I felt all the fear-based and survival-based energy swirling around me. And even though we'd visit my grandparents on the weekends, the meditation room no longer called to me. I no longer felt its magic. I was a teenager and didn't really want to be spending Saturday nights meditating with a bunch of grown-ups. I had no tools for the jungle of teenage life in East London. I was a sensitive, open-hearted kid. I didn't understand why people were cruel to one another. People were beating each other up, everybody trying to dominate. Eventually, it had to happen. I got bullied. I didn't fit in with any group. I didn't tell my mum and dad what was happening. I cried myself to sleep some nights. I questioned why I was alive. What was the point? The pain became great enough that I needed to find ways to numb it. I rejected my soul signature, moved away from my own unique expression of energy, and in so doing, I paid a price. In my late teens, I found my way into drugs, alcohol, and the music scene. I dropped out of university. I was like the proverbial frog in boiling water. Everything around me, growing hotter and hotter, more and more unmanageable, until I was dying, drowning, without even knowing it. I had a radio show, ran raves, and events as a part of London's music scene. But the pain inside me was escalating. I had no interest in spirituality. I had completely stepped away from it. I stopped visiting my grandparents. The meditation room was like a figment of my past, an image from a long-lost dream. I couldn't picture it anymore. I couldn't possibly set foot in it. In 2001, I received a wake-up call in the form of a fistfight with three people in a local bar. One guy had butted me, and they all piled on. Bouncers came over, and I got pulled out. Later that night, someone was shot. I was very lucky to be in one piece. That night, in a single moment, the drinking, the drugs, the music stopped. I was done. Tapped out. I recognized the blessing in what had happened. I also recognized that I had been given this lesson in a very mild way. If I hadn't heeded it, as happens in life, the lessons would have gotten louder, more dangerous, and damaging. Without exactly knowing how, I had an incoherent sense that I needed to find a way to connect once again with the energy I had connected with as a child. I needed, once again, to remember my soul signature. There's no hierarchy when it comes to soul signatures. My soul signature has been a spiritual path. Yours might be inspiring children, coaching young people to fulfill their destiny, bringing your own unique set of gifts to bear on the world around you. As Dr. Martin Luther King once said, "If it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, 'Here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well.'" Your soul signature is authentically your own. Only you can share your particular soul signature on this earth. It is as individual as a fingerprint. Your soul signature resides at the deepest core of who you are and permeates every aspect of your life. I knew that I had to go home, to a place where the energy was a match for me. I said goodbye to my parents and traveled to an ashram in the United States, where I stayed for 6 months. I performed selfless service, working in the kitchen, cooking giant vats of vegetarian food for hundreds of people on retreat. But I was a lousy yogi. Would go into the morning meditation and fall asleep in the meditation room day after day. I would have failed guru school. I was angry, sad, lonely, and lost. All the emotions I had been stuffing for all those years came rising to the surface. But still, there was something deeply nurturing for me about being in the energy of that meditation room, because it reminded me of growing up. I could be at peace there. When I left the ashram, I had no idea what was next. I was grateful for my time there, for the space to focus on myself and tap into my own emotions. But ashram life was not for me. It was an escape.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?